Today's story is found in the Gospel of John. Can you say John?
John!
And I'm going to need a lot of help today, but I'll let you know when I need help. Shh, 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 shh. We've been doing miracles of Jesus. Jesus has been healing people from the dead, fixing their blindness, healing their leprosy, making people who have broken hands and broken legs be able to walk and touch again. But today is a pretty particularly cool one. Normally this stuff doesn't happen, all right? If this stuff does happen, we would all go like this. Ah! We'd all freak out, okay? So today, John chapter 11, a man named Lazarus was sick. I need someone to be Lazarus. Okay? Lazarus, Lazarus, Lazarus. Taylor? Come on up, Mr. Taylor. All right, stand in front of everybody. You are Lazarus. Oh, that's so fun. All right, Lazarus, you're sick. So go lay down on the bench here. Here we go. You're kind of not feeling very well. I should have got a thermometer. That would have been cool. Just look like you're sick.
I'm not feeling good today.
All right, and sorry, I'm going to roll my little desk over here. And he was from a town called Bethany. Can you guys say Bethany?
Bethany.
Yeah. And his sister, he had two sisters, Mary and Martha. So I need Lazarus's two sisters, Mary and Martha. Mary, wait, Mia, why don't you come on up because you have a sister named Mary. That'd be kind of cool. Here, I'll let you slap that on your chest for yourself. Okay. And Martha. Martha. I'm going to stick gender specific here today. Let's go with, Hunter, put your hand down. All right. Right there. Which one are you? Dawn. Come on up, Dawn. All right. Woohoo. All right, go ahead and stick that on you. Now stand next to Lazarus and look sad. Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, village of Mary and Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus was sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord's feet, which is a cool story, but we're not going to get into that today. So the sisters sent word to Jesus. All right, I need someone to play Jesus. Someone to be Jesus. And now this person needs to kind of be a little like Ian, you want to try this one? All right, Ian. All right, stand and face everybody. I can do this to all the guys. There you go. All right. All right, stand right there. There you go. All right. So the sisters sent word to Jesus. Now those are the only ones that I wrote ahead of time. Now I'm going to write. So I need someone who's the post office guy. Post office man. Yeah, so I'm picking a boy, obviously, for this one. Austin. Austin Roberts. Stand and face everybody. Ready? You ready for it? You ready for it? All right. So now, no, you can't talk to him yet. You don't even have a message. So go over to the ladies. Ladies, call the post office guy. And the ladies say, send word to Jesus. Lord, the one you love is sick. So tell him, the one you love is sick. Go tell Jesus. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. Go now. Go tell Jesus that. Go to, run fast. Post office guys are fast. Excellent, God. Good job, Austin. Mailman guy. Thank you for helping. You can go sit down. Keep your sticker on. All right. So now Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick. When Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it's for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. So what did Jesus say? Lazarus ain't gonna, he ain't gonna what? What?
Oh.
Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, which was those guys. Yeah. Yet, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he's getting sicker. He stayed where he was two more days. So Jesus didn't come right away like he said, you know. And so he stayed where he was how many more days?
Two
more days. Then he says to his disciples, oh, I need some disciple guys. So I'm going to go with guys. Okay, so I'm going to go with guys here. Colin? Okay, Colin, you're going to be Peter? Okay, just a second, let me let it dry. Gnu, you're going to be John? Isaiah, you're going to be James. Hang on just a second. Let me let the little ink dry. And Mr. Sandquist, you're going to be Thomas. All right. So you're going to be Peter. No. Turn your face to everybody. There you go. That was difficult, wasn't it? John. Oh. Don't stick pins in your mouth, by the way, guys. It's not good for you. Oh, no. Okay, John. James. And Thomas. Okay, go hang out with Jesus. Go by Jesus. Go hang out with Jesus. All right. Jesus says to his disciples, hey, buddies, Jesus, get your buddies around you, disciples. All right, good job. Says, let us go back to Judea, which is kind of where, who is? Yeah. But then one of his disciples says, wait a second, didn't they try to stone you there? Because they were afraid. I mean, I guess, you know, if we would, shh. Did they want to get rocks thrown at him and killed? No. So they're basically trying to prevent Jesus from getting killed, right? And Jesus says, no, don't worry about it. He does two verses where, now this is the most confusing thing in the world. You ready for this? Shh. Listen, sometimes Jesus doesn't make sense, but that's who. Ready? He goes, are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It's when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. Everybody says, ah, yes, Jesus. Somebody's a creed. All right. Anyway, after he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going to go there and wake him up. So Jesus says, Lazarus has taken a nap. I got to go wake him up. And the disciples say, shh. Disciples say, wait, Jesus, if he's sleeping, he'll get better, right? I mean, you guys all know medicine, yeah. Right? You guys are all little doctors. Yeah. You know your parents, when you stay home from school because you're sick, you have to do what? Stay in bed, right? Jesus had been speaking of his death. What? But his disciples thought he meant naturally. So he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Jesus, tell everybody Lazarus died. I'm not talking about natural death. I'm talking about other death. Then Thomas, where's Thomas at? Which one's Thomas? Thomas says, let us go too so we can go die. So now, wait a second. Thomas wants to die. Jesus isn't talking about regular. Is this getting confusing now? I thought Lazarus was still alive. He's sleeping, but now he's dead. And now Thomas wants to go sleep, but it also means, are you guys confused?
No.
A lot of sleeping slash dying. All right. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. So you guys just stay right there. Disciples, you got to be behind Jesus, okay? So Isaiah, guys, get behind Jesus. There we go. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. Many Jews had come. So Martha heard that Jesus was coming. She went out to meet him. So Martha, go meet Jesus. And right there. That's why I did name tags. It's pretty smart of me, huh? And Martha says, Lord, you don't have to say all this. I'll just say it. Ready?
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask.
And Jesus says to her,
your brother will rise again.
I know he will rise again on the last day.
Now this is really important. Listen to what Jesus says. You too. You guys too. Ready?
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
Yeah. Yes. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into this world.
And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary. Go back and get Mary. Says, Mary, the teacher's here, and he's asking for you. So now Mary runs over to Jesus. Jesus is a teacher. It's okay. All right. So now Mary's here talking to Jesus, right? And Mary, if you're going to mess around, then I'll have to give somebody else John. Okay? All right. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was, she fell at his feet. It's okay. It's just like this. That's all you have to do. Oh, should we get somebody else to be Mary? Come on, you can do it. It's okay. You're not really bowing down. You're just helping out. All right. And she says, Lord,
if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also, he was deeply moved in spirit. He says, where have you laid him? And they said, come and see, my Lord. So you take him to see Jesus. But on the way, there's two words in the Bible. The shortest verse in the Bible is this. Ready? Jesus wept. So cry. Wow. I don't think I could have done any better. All right, come on over here. All right, now, just pause right there. Lazarus, I know you're dead, but can you get up for me, man? Can you lay on the bench, Lazarus? Lazarus, oh yeah, you're sleeping? All right, man, this is going to be difficult. I should have picked a smaller kid. Well, I guess the guy just doesn't want to move. So here's the kids' camp shirts and stuff, and there we go. I got a bunch of leftover kids' camp T-shirts. All right, okay, you'll see why in just a second. All right. Okay, so people said, "Oh, see how Jesus loved him." And someone said, "Wait a second, if he could open the eyes of the blind people, couldn't he have stopped this man from dying?" So Jesus, once more greatly moved, came to the tomb. Disciples, stay back for me just for a second. Step back for a second. Back up, Luke. They can't see behind you, so yeah, right there. Perfect. Right there. All right. He says, take away the stone. So they took away the stone. But Lord, Martha said, there must be a bad odor now. He stinketh because he has been there for 4 days. Because after people die, what happens to your body? It starts to go bad, yeah. How many of you guys have ever left a glass of milk on your counter at night before you went to bed and you got up the next morning and you're like, ooh, chunky, right? And you ever smelled it before? Yeah. That's just overnight. Could you imagine 4 days of a body? Jesus says, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Jesus looked up. There you go. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of people standing here, that they may believe. When he said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out!
Lazarus, come out!
Way to go. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. All right, dead man, Lazarus, Taylor, you're alive. You're alive. And Jesus says, take off the grave clothes and let him go. The end. All right, give these guys a big hand. Way to go. Good job. Good job, Jesus. Good job, Martha. Martha, Mary. Thomas, thank you. No, you can, yeah, you can if you want to. All right. All right. Now, did Lazarus live forever now? Huh?
Yeah.
No. Lazarus eventually died, right? Because he's a human being. Now, there is only one person in the entire world that has ever been resurrected and is still alive. Who's that?
God.
Who?
God.
Jesus, yeah. We're not quite there to the Jesus story of how he dies and then comes back to life. But see, Jesus, when he died, he came back to life and he's still alive, right? Lazarus died, got resurrected, but eventually he did what again? He died again, exactly. And that he's going to, who believes in Jesus, like what Jesus said, even though he dies, Blake, he will rise, he or she will rise again. So Christians, people who follow Jesus, believe that if you follow Jesus and are part of God's kingdom, then death is just temporary. Right? You will what, did Jesus say? You will rise
again.
Exactly. All right, let's pray. Bow your heads. Close your eyes.